Okay, are you still here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still with you. What's up?
Okay, did the customer have the appliances?
Oh, do I need to ask him if he has the appliance?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I just asked, I called the actual company, they didn't answer, but I got an email sent over to our higher up at home office to see if they can actually have a phone number to see if they can touch with them. But I did send a message to the driver on my end, but he hasn't responded to my message yet, and I was just trying to make sure that they had all the appliances.
He doesn't have the appliance yet. The appliance is supposed to be delivered.
Okay. I don't know why the first person that went out didn't have the appliances, because that's what it's showing happened on that day. I'm hoping that they gave it to him, yeah, because the same...
It wasn't in, and it's in now, though. That's what happened.
Okay, okay.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah, and this is a different company that's coming out, so it's a different one. So just let the customer know. Whenever I reach out and get, I'm going to leave his order up on my end, because usually they'll respond to me, and I've been took the order off, and I look at it the next day, and I'll be like, oh, my, he did respond to me. So I'm going to leave the message up. Whenever the driver responds to me or I get any response within my emails, just let them know that I'll call back out to them and give them an update.
Okay, and you do have the 636-230-3622?
Hold on, let me make sure. Let me go back to it. Make sure that I got the right number. Here we go. 636-230-3622.
You got it.
Okay, let me exit
well,
out of everybody else's order.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, XB. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.